going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Draft day, Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now, which is, as you know, tonight is the first round of the NFL draft. The Falcons pick 15th as it stands right now. We'll get into whether or not we think they're going to stay there, who you really want at 15, all that kind of, maybe even some predictions before the show's over at 2 o'clock. Some more Falcons draft grab bag questions in 20 minutes as well, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
We were talking during the break, we were talking about just different players from our schools, and I was like intrigued about certain prospects for Georgia. I was like Aaron Smith, where does he go?
Yeah.
You know, because we know he's fast. We know he's big. I think he performed better at the combine than most people thought, catching the football. Where does he go? Chaz Chambliss, Dan Jackson.
Yeah.
You like the interior lineman, like Nate Ratledge.
Yeah,
and
I like
those
Nate
guys.
Ratledge.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's just an interesting. Then Nazir Stackhouse.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are going to play a long time. Mm-hmm. They're going to play at least 3 or 4 years in the NFL. I know it don't sound long, but it's a long time.
Yeah, the average career is shorter than
it's a long time.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of those guys, like, you know, you find if it's a good team and a good situation,
right.
Or maybe, you know, you get in good with a coaching staff or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if Chaz Chambliss plays 8 years in the NFL.
Yeah,
or you know, like Nas Stackhouse finds a really good role with
right.
a team, or I don't know, Dan Jackson, man, that guy might play special teams in the NFL. I'm done doubting that guy.
You know,
every
yeah.
time we replace that
yes.
guy, he takes the job back
yes.
and makes a huge play in a big game.
Yes, like, he always does that.
Somebody's going to take him on day three, and you're going to get a good player. And
oh, Dan.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the league for a long time.
Oh, Dan.
I'll tell you who's not getting drafted. Any Washington Huskies. I wouldn't be surprised if we go 0-7 this year.
Think so?
I think so. I think they all got drafted last year.
You got no line.
We're not Georgia. We don't just do 10 guys every single year. No, they all left. They all play for Alabama now or wherever. Yeah, no, it's not gonna be a purple and gold draft, at least from a Washington perspective.
We were talking earlier about the funny memes and everything from previous draft, and I just saw it again. Who hates the meme more, Russell Wilson or his ex-wife?
Great question. Probably his ex-wife.
Probably his ex-wife.
Because I don't, you know,
Russ
like,
winning.
Russ is doing fine.
Yeah,
he's still playing. Married
yeah.
to Sierra.
Yeah,
couple different $100 million contracts.
Right.
I think he's okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen her. It's the most amazing disappearance
yes.
since D.B. Cooper.
Like Russ got
Russ's ex-wife
D.B.
is gone.
Cooper. I love
that. She's gone.
I love that story. That's one of the funniest stories.
Nobody's ever disappeared from the face of the earth the way she has.
He had a hell of
in this era.
What's it called? NDA?
Yeah.
A hell of an NDA.
She must have got a nice little.
Because he did some weird stuff.
I don't know.
He did some weird stuff.
There's rumors.
Hold on. He wasn't paid then, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he got rid of her before the bag.
That's true. He did. They yeah. got a divorce before he got that first big contract
yes.
in Seattle.
He Eric Spoelstra.
He did, yeah. So that's another reason why she hates it.
Yeah.
She was so excited he was a third-round draft pick.
Yeah.
She didn't know he was
a big genuine.
$400 million worth of contracts.
Yeah, that was genuine, Russ. They went over that in Seattle.
Man, how in this day and age, where everybody's ex is on everybody's podcast telling every story about everything.
Yes.
No one's seen her.
Ain't heard from her.
Yeah.
Ain't heard from her.
Well done. Yeah. And good for her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Whatever. It didn't work out. Who knows why?
Right. I mean, go off and do to the sunset.
Right after that. I mean, she probably has a whole new life.
Yeah, with a dog.
With a dog and a family.
Who kept the dog?
She probably has some cursive signs on the wall that say, eat, pray, love, stuff like that. You know?
You got some of those? I know you do. Because we had.
No, we don't, actually.
We had. I was like, I was like, hey, Sade. I was like, I know you in charge of all the decorating for the most part of this house. That don't go in my house.
So here's one of the things I love best about my wife is she agrees with that full sentence.
Yes.
Now, she has some very, you know, some very basic friends that get gifts that say stuff like that.
Yes,
that we've had to, you know, you keep it for a little while in case they come over and then you get rid of it.
Are y'all a put
it up if they come over?
Are y'all them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a pillow that said, God, what did it say? Some dumb thing like that.
Right.
Home is where the pillow is or something stupid. And it was like, oh, get it out because she's coming over. And then we got rid of it after
that. Oh, no, I'm not. We're definitely not one of those people. Definitely not one of those people.
Well, you know how my wife feels about pillows.
Yes.
Strongly.
Strongly.
Yes.
Strongly.
Passionately.
Yeah, hell no. Yeah. If it wasn't, if you don't live here, you have no say of how the decor goes.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Decor.
That's a good point.
Yeah. We got to go get the good sheets out the linen closet for the guest bedroom. Hell with them. Why can't I sleep on some good sheets? Even though we have a nice thread count. But still, it's a point. Like, my wife goes, if we have a house guest that are actually sleeping at our home, like, she goes above and beyond, dude. Like, I mean, I just, like, linen spray and all that stuff. I'm like, man, we can't get none of that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we live here.
You love me. You love them, too. I mean,
she loves them, too. But I just like, damn, you bring out the Swifter?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's fine. But this boy missed Swifter in a week.
I know.
As soon as they
also can't. Here's my thing about that.
Yeah.
Don't be doing the Swiffer before you vacuum it. Get up all you vacuum first. Yes. It's the process.
Yes.
What are you just moving around all the crumbs in the wet Swiffer?
Yes. Yes.
Vacuum then Swiffer.
Yes. I'm with you, brother.
You can't just skip straight to Swiffer.
I'm with you. But yeah,
we live in a society.
Yeah. Swifter, bring out the white eraser magic thing.
All the white magic erasers will clean up anything.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Go, baby. Can you clean up that? I can't reach. Can you clean it? They're shorter than you.
They're not going to see that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're shorter than you.
I haven't dusted that shelf in 5 years.
Dude.
They're not top shelf dust worthy. No offense. All right, let's get to it.
You want
to
touch up the paint?
Let's get. That's only for birthday parties at our house. We have to renovate rooms. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
Want to touch up the paint?
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Woo! Another broken bat. Drops and Allen is coming around third to tie this game. 1-1 in the seventh.
Yeah, I know. It's a great homestand, you know, and a lot of comeback wins. You know, bullpen again today.
Yeah, it was. It was a successful homestand. Braves come back and win
they
again.
Go Eli!
Last night or yesterday afternoon, more accurately. 3 in the eighth. They've been hot in the eighth lately. I saw something where. On the homestand, they scored 17 runs, and 13 of them were in the eighth inning. So, all right, cool, whatever.
It don't matter, dog.
Doesn't matter. They all count the same early,
late.
What
are we talking about,
man? It's a little more dramatic.
We're talking about winning.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about winning games.
No, we are so far away from being able to, like, pick how we want them to win. Just have more than the other team at the end. I don't care how.
Right.
Now, you get good enough by September and all that, we can be like, all right, we need you to win.
We need wins.
Good, strong starting pitching. And just win the game however you can.
Yeah, man.
Now, they got good, strong starting pitching yesterday.
Yeah,
we said a lot of mean stuff about Bryce Elder yesterday.
We did, leading up and during the game.
Yeah,
up and during the game. He did. He was outstanding yesterday, Bunk. Not going to rely on that being an everyday thing.
No, but if he can give you one of those
every
other start.
See, okay. So that's the thing about it. That's why
he's the fifth starter.
I know, but still, when you said every other start, I was going to say, yeah, that's true. But
how about 2 out of 3?
I'll take that.
But, that is extreme. But if he can give you 6 innings, that's great. We love it.
But I think, you know, when you look at this team, the offense is coming around. I mean, that was the main thing on the getting them in the hole where they were. Was that part there with runners in scoring position, things like that? He could not get people across home base. There's still some guys in flaws. We need Ozzie to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Then I was going to pick it up a little bit and also pick it up a little bit, get a little in the field a little bit, like stuff that Ozzie usually would get a little probably, that's it.
He's frustrating me in certain situations at the plate.
First pitch swinging.
A lot of first pitch swinging stuff when pitchers are struggling.
Yes.
It was 2 days ago where I don't remember who the guy was who was pitching for the Cardinals, but he couldn't find the strike zone and they loaded the bases up. Ozzie comes in, swings at the first pitch, one. And it's like, dude, let him hurt himself. Like, he's out there trying to walk in runs, and you're helping him out by putting balls in play when you don't need to be doing that. So maybe take a page out of the Marcelo Ozuna book. He only had one walk yesterday, Randy. He's cooling off, but he had a hit, too. So good.
You're saying
see.
He's cooling off?
Cooling off at the with his eyeballs. He had four walks the day before that.
I know,
it's
man.
It's insane. Anyway, Braves go 5-1 on the homestand.
He's like, damn, I need to get. You know,
yeah, it's more fun.
It's more fun to hit.
Like getting to first base is great. Whatever, however you.
If you're fast, yeah,
it's a lot more fun to hit the ball.
Yeah, if you steal bases, yeah, it's cool. But off to exit, they're off to today out there in Arizona. Hopefully, this West Coast trip is better than the last one. Let's just hope.
Yeah, maybe like you know, they're not going all the way out. Like they're not going to see the ocean.
Yeah.
You know,
Arizona's good. You told me they're, but
Arizona's
they're
pretty
in the
good.
Region, but I mean,
yeah, they're 14-10, but because they play in the NL West, where the Padres are 17-8. The Giants are 16-9, and the Dodgers are 16-9. They're in fourth place.
There we go.
Boy, the Rockies are bad though. 4-18.
Dude,
second worst team in baseball.
Second worst team.
We got that going for us.
To ooh. Who?
Who's worse?
White Sox.
Oh, the White Sox are still bad, huh?
Very bad.
Well, they got more wins. White Sox are 5-19.
Oh, so now the Rockies. The Rockies are the worst team in baseball.
The worst team in baseball.
Bring them on.
Did they get to see them on this trip?
Yeah, after Arizona.
All right.
Wonderful.
There we go,
thin
baby.
Thin air and everything. Bombs away.
I hate Arizona, though.
What?
Because their
the
team. They're, no, their team.
Oh.
They're so feisty.
Oh, I know they are.
They just, yes. Oh, that's so annoying.
Pesky at bats.
Just annoying,
they're all like 5'6" and
yes,
left-handed. All,
yes. Hell yeah.
You know?
And they just put the bat out there and flip it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a lot of like.
Tip ball. Bow tip.
A lot of like little flip singles to left field.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is them.
Incredibly frustrating. Yeah,
oh man,
pretty good.
Somebody just sent me a nice screenshot of all the players that from Peach County that ever won the NFL. It's a very cool thing.
Oh wow,
yeah, it's only 10 of us.
Read them.
You have obviously you have
you
DeMarcus Robinson.
Okay,
who plays for the Rams now.
Right.
Kerris Jackson.
Oh yeah.
Myself, Marcus Robinson played for the Bears. Lolo, Quez Green, Greg Lloyd, Antoine Davis who played for the tackle for the Eagles. Tim Watson, who played for the Chiefs, and Pete Johnson, played for the Browns back in the day.
Nice.
Cool.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
10 people from the high school?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
10 people from Peach County High School.
There's not a lot of high school. I know there probably are around here.
Oh, yeah.
In general, there's not a lot of high schools that have 10 guys that make it to the NFL.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
A town of 8,900 people.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some more draft. We've got some Falcons-related and generally just draft-related grab bag questions. We'll make our predictions as to who we think the Falcons will take at 15 as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.